but sometimes she acts kind of
crazy.
Would you ever see, or would you ever hear someone say that Aunt Lizzie acts kind of queer or something mm-hmm. like that? Would you use that yourself?
At times.
Would it be more likely to be an older person that might say Aunt Lizzie acts kind of queer?
Most likely.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and doesn't want to change, you say, don't be so. Or to a mule, you might say the mule is.
Stubborn.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say is very
high temper.
Or if somebody loses his temper with the least little thing goes wrong, you say he's
sensitive.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Angry. If somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him just
cool.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
If you're very, very, very tired, you say you're all
exhausted.
Or you might be completely
worn out.
If a person's been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
was fine.
And if she's sick today and it started, say, last Sunday, you'd say, last Sunday she sick. She blank sick.
Yeah, sick.
But she'll be up and again by
tomorrow.
If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you might say that he... You might tell someone not to sit in a draft because they might...
get a cold.
If somebody's been talking a lot, and it's affecting his voice, you might say he is
hoarse.
If I went like this, might say I have a little
cough.
I should go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sick.
And in the evening, maybe around 12 o'clock, I begin to feel a little
better.
If I've been working all day, I'm tired. I might just want to go home and
go to bed.
Before I went to bed, I might be feeling a little
tired.
And a little child around maybe 11 o'clock or something, or 10 o'clock, might be feeling a little
sleep.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, might say at 11 o'clock at night I go to sleep, and at 7 o'clock in the morning I
get up.
He's still sleeping. Better go
wake him.
If medicine's still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you
taken
your medicine?